Scripture starts with Jesus walking with us, with God walking in the garden. Before I talk about the scripture that we just read, I want to talk about the place, this garden. I've had the honor and privilege of sitting in the garden, and I brought some pictures to show you so you might understand where Jesus was. And I want you to notice some key points. You can see the gates. Jesus wasn't sitting as in garden and surprised when they came for him. Jesus was sitting in this garden watching them come. In the next picture, you can kind of see that behind this garden is an area where he could have escaped to. Just like that. It wasn't a place where Jesus was trapped. This wasn't a place where Jesus was taken. This garden was a place where Jesus surrendered. In this next image I keep on my phone, I took this in the garden, the sun's coming through, and I was actually having a very beautiful, spiritual, deep moment. Then I heard a bus honk. And it reminded me that life and our scriptures must collide. I could not stay in this garden having the highest moment that I was having. I had to leave the garden, embrace the noise and the chaos that was life. So, are you there? It's night. He's sitting in the garden, watching the torches come towards him. He could turn his back and leave. Yet the first action of this night is surrender. He had already asked his Lord, God, and Savior, if this cup can pass over me, let it be. But what does he say next? Your will be done. I've told this story before, but we had a board book when the boys were little, and we opened it up to the picture of the First Supper. And this is when I knew my boys got the story. One of them asked, "Which one's Judas?" Because the next part of this story is betrayal. Not with a sword, not with angry words. Actually, it is betrayal by a kiss, which is a symbol of compassion, a symbol of respect in that time. And Jesus looks at him and says, "Are you betraying me with kiss?" Then the next part that happens is very natural and justified. The people around Jesus who wanted to protect Jesus do just that. They get angry and they protect the one that they love. They pull out a sword and they slash an ear off a servant. Jesus' next act in the garden is healing. He heals this man right before he knows. He's going to be broken. Tonight is a night where we began around a table, breaking bread, remembering what Jesus has taught us to do. And as we journey through this, in this garden that started as a time of prayer, of hope, became a time of complete surrender. What do you need to let go of? To have complete surrender to the Lord. How many of us might have been betrayed by something that we thought we loved? How many of us could go so quickly, turn and run the other way when God calls us to stand firm in our faith, in our actions, in our words, in our hearts? This garden simply shows us how we can be, how we can surrender, how we can be betrayed, but also how we can be healed. Not through anything that we do, but by the surrender and the hope and the joy, even in the darkest moments, that is our faith. You don't have to go to this garden to know the impact, to know how things changed in an instant. But as we continue to walk this story, I urge you, I ask you, I invite you to surrender. All of you, to be a part of this great story.
Jesus' final words in front of his disciples on this evening. Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers and the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns."